I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Colorado State at Colorado on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. Thursday night's limited slate of college basketball nonetheless features some really great non-conference rivalry games, and one of them will happen in Boulder as Colorado State visits Colorado. The Mountain West might have had the best season of any conference to date, with three teams still undefeated and several having racked up impressive wins. Colorado State's in the middle of the pack in that league at 6-3 on the season, and there have been some disappointments in their early run. They lost guard Isaiah Stevens, one of the top-rated guards in the country, to a foot injury in October. Stevens returned last week, however, and is expected to play tonight. Even with Stevens out, Colorado State has done a nice job taking care of the basketball and generating good shots. They're among the best teams in the country at shooting both twos and threes, and when you do that and you don't give away opportunities, you're going to come out on top more often than not. While they've been waiting for Stevens to return, they've been led by guard John Tanier, who scores 15 points per game and is a prolific rebounder. Colorado, meanwhile, has been one of the tougher teams to predict this season. They're 4-5 on the year and started 0-2 in the Pac-12, but they have wins over Tennessee, Texas A&M, and Yale to go with losses to Massachusetts and Grambling State. They last played on Sunday, when they lost by 10 points at Washington. The Buffaloes are strong enough on defense to overcome an offense that has really been letting them down this year. They've limited opponents to less than 30% shooting from three-point range, and they've disrupted a lot of opposing possessions with blocks and steals. Their rough record is also at least in part due to a difficult schedule. They've played 6 of their 9 games against teams in Ken Pomeroy's top 100. They lean heavily on guard KJ Simpson, who takes almost a third of their shots and is also their leader in assists and steals, and is second in rebounds. These two teams haven't met since 2019, but Colorado leads the all-time series 92-40 and has won the last two matchups. Both of these teams have some work to do to rebound from difficult starts, but they're also both better than what they've shown so far. That's our on-the-court preview for Colorado State at Colorado on Thursday. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens here with the pick for tonight's battle in the Rocky Mountains between the Colorado State Rams and the Colorado Buffaloes. Colorado coming into this one a 5.5-point favorite, down from a 6 opening line. The Buffs, 4-5 overall. This season, just 3-6 against the spread, though. They lost 2 in a row to start Pac-12 play, falling to Washington and Arizona State in the last week. The Buffaloes are 6-14-2 against the spread in their last 22 home games, just 2-6 in their last 8 against a team with a winning straight-up record. They've only covered 2 of their last 9 Thursday games and have gone 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 games overall. Colorado State comes in this one not much better, but a little bit better. 6-3 overall this year, 4-5 against the spread. They fell to Northern Colorado on Saturday by 5 points. The Rams are 29-11 against the spread in their last 40 Thursday games. They're also 5-2 against the spread in their last 7 on the road, but have covered in just 4 of their last 13 games overall. One thing going for the Rams in this one, the road team has covered 6 of the last 7 in this matchup. Give me the Rams plus the 5.5. Over-under 142.5 opened at 143. Colorado under in their last 4 overall. They've also gone under in 5 of their last 7 when playing a team with a winning straight-up record. The Rams under in 4 of their last 5 on the road. Under in 12 of their last 17 following an against the spread loss. Under in 3 of their last 5 following a straight up loss. And under in 9 of their last 12 Thursday games. I have not said the word over once. Everything pointing to the under. Which tells me I may want to buck this one a little bit, actually. So, looking at it, the number at 142.5, falling down from 143. I think it's actually going just a little bit too low, and I think this one creeps over. Keep an eye on it throughout the day. If it gets lower than 142.5, I think you definitely jump on the over, but I think they even clear that 143 if you see it out there. Thanks for joining us here on the Pick and Rollout. You can find more game previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ryan Stevens, and this was our Pick and Rollout preview of Colorado State and Colorado.